This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. This month marks the third anniversary of the Arab Spring. In Tunisia, where the uprising began, the economy is still trying to find its footing. Many Tunisia watchers say fostering entrepreneurship is critical to recovery. So how easy is it to set up a business? The BBC's Navina Couture dropped by a networking party for startup investors and venture capitalists in Tunis.
I came here tonight hoping to find a drunk investor.
29-year-old Ziad Jalouli is the CEO of a startup called Disrupt. Ziad and his co-founder now have a prototype, but what is keeping them from launching is, of course, the money.
Here in Tunisia, the problem is that we don't have venture capital. Even if raising funds here for a big idea is really, really tough.
Frustrated with the lack of vision among Tunisian investors, many startups are now looking for some venture capital from abroad. Well, one investor who heard the call and provided some seed funding for Ziad's company is Thomas Adna from Sweden. For Adna, Tunisia has a lot to offer. The cost of hiring well-trained programmers is relatively low, but there are still drawbacks.
I just started my own company in Sweden as well, and that takes about 30 minutes. Here, it's a matter of months.
Adna's experience is quite common. The World Bank estimates that more than 50% of the Tunisian economy is under barriers and restrictions. But it's not all doom and gloom. Nabil Shadoura is a senior investment banker and now lobbying for financial sector reform. And he thinks something crucial has been happening here since the revolution 2 years ago.
So this spirit of entrepreneurial was not there, because they think that there's no equal chances to everybody to develop businesses. After revolution, they have this energy coming out and just pushing them to exploit their potential, and they're just to think big.
But in Tunisia, things move notoriously slowly. Walid Sultan Medani is the founder of Tunisia's first video gaming studio.
It took you 2 years to raise $150,000.
Yes, but in the meantime, I spent almost the same thing.
In your own
capital? In my own money, yeah. It's a love money.
Even a year after he secured funding, the money has still not made it into the company accounts. And yet, his advice to aspiring Tunisian entrepreneurs is to be persistent and not give up. In Tunis, I'm the BBC's Navina Couture for Marketplace.